AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Televisions, boots, cashmere sweaters. What are you shopping for on this Black Friday? Our Julie Walker is at the mall in Elizabeth, New Jersey with early bird shoppers who are helping to kick off the holiday shopping season.
Rita, call it shopper fatigue. You put the turkey away and maybe get a few hours sleep, maybe not, and show up here at the mall like Jim Castelvi, who gives new meaning to shop until you drop. He's sitting here on the floor with lots of other shoppers taking a break.
It's tiring walking for 6 hours, so everybody needs a little break.
At the Mills at Jersey Gardens in New Jersey, I'm Julie Walker.
Do you remember the Brady Bunch, the 1970s sitcom?
Here's the story of a lovely lady.
Florence Henderson, who played Mom Carol Brady, died last night at a hospital in Los Angeles. Her publicist, Kayla Pressman, says Henderson started feeling poorly on Wednesday.
She started, I guess, in the evening not to feel well, and her daughter was with her, and then something happened, and the daughter called 911.
Florence Henderson suffered heart failure. She was 82 years old. Two people are dead, four injured, after somebody opened fire in Louisville, Kentucky, as some youth football games ended. The police.
There were a lot of people that were here, and for the number of shots that were probably fired here, there could have been more victims here, but even for the six, it's still very tragic.
No word yet on a suspect or a motive. Top Trump advisor Kellyanne Conway is tweeting that some Trump supporters don't like the idea of Mitt Romney as a possible Secretary of State. She says she's being flooded with concerns. Thanksgiving football winners, the Cowboys, the Detroit Lions, and the Pittsburgh Steelers all won yesterday. This is AP Radio News. If you're trying to figure out how to pay for all those Black Friday bargains, our Matt Small has this thought. Powerball.
$403 million. That's the estimated Powerball jackpot for now, leaving plenty of time for the prize to grow ahead of tomorrow night's drawing. The windfall is on the brink of becoming one of the largest jackpots in American history, if it keeps rolling with no lucky winners. A record-setting $1.6 billion prize was won back in January. The odds of winning the whole thing? One in more than 292 million. The game is played in 44 states, plus the nation's capital, Puerto Rico and the U.S. Virgin Islands. Matt Small, Washington.
When Ohio State and Michigan take the football field tomorrow, geologists will be measuring the seismic activity created by the cheering, rocking fans. They've devised what they call the Fan Quakes Magnitude Scale and have planted sensors around the stadium. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.